Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Just have to tell you, just have to have some determination to do what God has called you to do, no matter what. I'm out here in the parking lot. I'm determined that I'm going to do this broadcast this morning and to encourage others to just do what God called you to do. If you make a way, open the door, you just step right on in. Hallelujah. God is good. I thank the Lord for this day. So truly, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, daughters that God called to pray. And it is tea time with Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I love the fall in Georgia. I love the fall in Georgia. It's so beautiful. The leaves, especially in North Georgia, are so brilliant and just remind us of the goodness of God and how the seasons change and how it comes upon us. And we really don't pay attention to how it's moving, but things are steadily moving according to the will and the purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can look at that and look at our lives and see the seasons in our lives, how it moves and changes. Glory be to God. And we know that everything is all right, long as we stay in the master's hands. Well, as I said, you know, this is tea time with Jesus. Grab yourself a nice hot cup of tea, yes, and enjoy the time together. Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to just kind of re-go over our purpose, and our purpose is to encourage, especially those who have thought that time has gone by and it's too late to do anything, and they feel the unction to do some things, but just have want to give up and not believe the power of God. That if God calls us to do something, it doesn't matter of your age. It just matters of your determination to do what God has called you to do. If he has brought it back to your spirit, hallelujah. If he has given you the thoughts and wishing that you could do it, it's there for a reason and a purpose. You can do it. If you knew then what you know now, what would you do? Hallelujah. You would do things a little different. You have the opportunity. Hallelujah. Just purpose in your mind and your heart. Go before the Almighty God. Hear his voice. Get his direction. Now you're solid. You're not. As you grow older, you become solid and more committed, show-footed, hallelujah, and well-grounded. And then the world can see, the younger can see what it looks like when a person is on a mission for the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. Nothing is too hard for our God. He said to Abraham, Abraham, is anything too hard for me? That is the God in whom we trust and whom we believe. Hallelujah. And where our confidence lies, hallelujah, our confidence is in the Most High God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just wanted to give you a word of encouragement and remember that our encouragement must be rooted and grounded in God, not in what somebody else can do for us, not who can give us the money to help us support our project. Our confidence must be in God. Hallelujah. Outside of God, we have nothing. Remember that. Because we have disappointment, discouragement. No, God will make a way. God will shine. God will provide. Now, the word for encourage, if you're encouraging someone or you find that you're
like David had to encourage himself in the Lord. The Holy Scripture says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. We get to a place in time where we realize mama can't help us, sisters can't help us, brothers can't help us. No one can help us but the Lord. And that's a good place, a safe place to be. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, how do you do that? How do we encourage ourselves in the Lord? Reading his scripture, and praying, sitting before him, talking to him, asking for direction. Then we realize that the Holy Ghost encourages us. The Holy Ghost leads us, guides us into all truth. In other words, what am I saying? Building our relationship with God that will empower us. Yes, you can have friends and family to encourage you, but there's nothing like you're encouraged, being encouraged and sure of it by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's nice for someone to say that I'll walk with you, but they can't walk all the way. God may not only allow them to go but so far, but he will go with you all the way from earth to glory. Hallelujah. All the way. He is our encourager. His word encouraged the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have to get to the realization that the Holy Ghost is real. And he is here to be our encourager. The word encourage in the New Testament is, you probably can find it 105 times in the New Testament. So it's important. God wanted us to be encouraged. We need to be reassured. We need to be strengthened. We need to grow and become firm and strong in what God has called us to do and who we are in him. We'll be able to do experts when those realities, when those words become a reality in our lives. We'll realize that we truly can do all things, all that God has called us to do and be, when we know who we are. When the words become alive to us, hallelujah, there is nothing that we will not be able to accomplish for God. Yes, yes. You may find yourself in a parking lot, standing on the outside of your car, talking into a phone to do what God has called you to do. But guess what? Do it. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to let you know that I did do something that I didn't think I could do. I finished a 5-week course on Genesis. Yes, I did. And I was encouraged. And so I encourage you to think about some of the things that God has called you to do very seriously. And don't allow excuses to dominate. Don't allow excuses. We have to press. We have to fight the good fight. Be determined that we're going to do it because we are children of the Most High God. Can you hear that? We, and as I said, we take this time to encourage each other to spend special time with God. As we spend that special time with God, we will find ourselves looking and acting more like God, imitating God, hallelujah, in this earth, strong. And then other people, that people will begin to look at us and they'll want what we have. They'll say, how did you do that? At her age, at his age, they did this and they did that. Oh, my God, how did you do that? We'll be able to say, like the old folks said to us, oh, baby, it's God. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. You know, and we're to encourage each other. Thank someone, not compliment. There's a difference between complimenting and encouraging. Hallelujah. When you're encouraging someone, you're building them up. You're empowering them to do what God is calling them to do. It's not just a cute little word that you say, oh, you're so cute, that's so nice, oh, you're such a lovely person. No, sometimes we have to say strong words to a person, not offensive, well, it may, but in love and in kindness to push a person into the place where they are aiming to be. Amen? Hallelujah. It takes effort. It takes a determined sister and brother to say, now, baby, I see you trying to get here, but you're going to have to do it a little different. Uh-huh. You have to spend a little time in prayer. You're going to have to fast a little bit. Mm-hmm. All of this will help you when you're trying to reach a goal for God. Oh, yes. Jesus said these things come by much prayer and fasting. Uh-huh. That we're building ourselves. We got to fight a good fight, and we can indeed do that. We can do that. And people will say, well, you surround yourself around good people. You can't surround yourself around good people unless you ask God to give you the direction to draw the people that you need in your life. Amen? And be willing to be alone. Amen? Until he assigns or you reach those that he or those who have been assigned to you come to you. Or you meet, let's use that word, one another, and be strengthening one toward another. Hallelujah. Be kind one toward another, because you may be matured, a little matured in one area, doesn't give you the right to turn your nose up, because that person is not where you are, because there's someone who's higher in it than you are. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's just be determined that we're going to be that light that God has called us to be, accomplishing the things that God has accomplished, has called us to accomplish in the earth. And God would not have called us to accomplish those things if he did not know that we could do it, if he had not given us what we need to accomplish. So we pray that God shake off all the old stuff. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And we begin to take on the new life. The new man come forth. Hallelujah. But as I started to say a little earlier, what we want to do is encourage you to spend time in the Lord. Spend time with God. Hallelujah. If you're on the job, instead of having that water cooler break, take some time and just read your word. Just be one or two scriptures. You don't have to sound a trumpet. Just go somewhere and say, God, this is just for us. If you're at home mid-morning, take time to see how you can make a little time to spend with the Lord mid-morning. It's all right. If you have a question, just kind of ask him about it and see what he says. Hallelujah. That's building your confidence in him. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Especially when he give you the answer and he give it to you in such a miraculous way. It just blows you. Yes, it does. So I tell you, I am so excited. I'm so enthused. I'm so elated at what God is doing and showing me. One thing I think I had mentioned it to you once before, what it's like when God is calling you to pray, and as you get out of your bed and prepare yourself to come into his presence, and you can feel the atmosphere changing. Hallelujah. Oh, Oh, glory to God. You can feel the atmosphere changing. It's like you're walking into another dimension. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And you know that God is beckoning you into his presence. Hallelujah. The King of Glory wants you to come and sit or kneel in his presence. Isn't that something? Think about it. The King of Glory. Hallelujah. Beckoning you 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, we like to say, oh, yeah, I got up 3 o'clock in the morning. But what about 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Think about it. That you stop. You know, that's a busy time. That's a, so you, 3 o'clock, I got this to do. I got that to do. I have to do this. I have to do that. But you stop because God have need, a desire for you to be in his presence. Think about that. God is good and God is awesome. God does not work on our time. He works on his time, and we're to adjust to his time. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We bless your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, great God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory be to your name. We thank you for allowing us to be out in the atmosphere declaring that you are great and mighty and awesome. That we are speaking to the atmosphere, Almighty God. We ask that you save those that are in this parking lot. Hallelujah. Touch and meet everyone at their point of need, great God. Nothing is too hard for you. Heal the sick, protect, shield, and defend. Great God Almighty. There are those that are homeless, Almighty God. Hungry. There may be some coming on this at in this space, God, who have a desire to do evil. We ask that you turn that evil into good. Great God Almighty. May they have an experience, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. That they will declare that you and you alone, oh God, that you and you alone did it, Almighty God. Great and awesome. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Glory, glory, glory. You said, Almighty God, that all souls are yours. So we thank you, Almighty God, for your manifested power and glory in every soul that walks on this space and time. Almighty God, glory, glory, glory. Heal and defend. Allow those to make good decisions, Almighty God. Life-changing decisions. Remove fear and doubt, Almighty God. Remove insecurities. Oh, miracles, miracles, miracles. Great God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Take off the heavy weight, Almighty God. Lift up our souls, hallelujah. Bless your name. Clear the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. Clear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Be a shield and a cup. A protector, Almighty God. Open minds, clarity, and understanding of you and who you are and the love that you have for them. So much love that we'll say, what must I do to be saved? Hunger for your word that it be life-changing, Almighty God, as only you can change. Almighty God, we ask that you draw, Almighty God, all those, Almighty God, this morning to you that we can see and lay in our eyes on, Almighty God. Draw them, great God, to you. Hallelujah. bless your name. They're coming in for one thing and coming on for one thing, Almighty God. But let them leave, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Great God, that they feel your holy presence, Almighty God. Oh, great God, we thank you for life-changing experiences. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Bless your name. Remember those in the hospital, Almighty God. Heal, encourage, Almighty God, Almighty God. Let the doctors make the right decisions, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome God, for you're awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, clothe in righteousness and holiness. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to your name. Clothed in holiness and righteousness. Great God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your anointing power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for your life-changing power. Glory, glory. Let your word be sweet, sweeter than the honeycomb. Glory be to your name. Sweet word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. All those that are listening, encourage them, Father God, to do and to stand strong and be encouraged to do the things that you have called them to do. Yield not to the temptation to give up, to give in, Almighty God. Let us lean not to the decision, Almighty God, to throw up our hands and say that you didn't do it or I can't do. Empower us even the more. Heal bodies, Almighty God. Thank you. Soothing souls, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your holy fire burn, Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, dress us in holiness and righteousness. Yes, Father God. Hallelujah. Tear down every stronghold, Almighty God, and every obstacle that would be a hindrance. Almighty God, Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the new man standing tall, Almighty God. Fresh, renewed, and restored. Hallelujah. All to give you glory, great God. All to give you glory. We thank you for your glory, Almighty God. We thank you for your anointing power. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. For our confidence, our faith looks up to thee, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. For truly, our God is the only true and living God. Yes, you are, Almighty God. You and you alone are God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for the opportunities that you have given us to participate, hallelujah, in your plan. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to participate in your plans. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, great God, hallelujah, as you allow Adam to participate, hallelujah, in your plan. Yes, we're strong and mighty and awesome, hallelujah. Glory, we can call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Strong and confident in you and who we are. We can do experts, great God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, great God. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to walk bold in this earth. Hallelujah. And hold on to our territory that you have given us, great God, from Zion. We thank you, Almighty God, hallelujah, for revelation knowledge. Yes, God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowledge and understanding. We thank you for wisdom daily, Almighty God. We thank you that you satisfy us with your word, Almighty God. We glorify you. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We glorify you, great God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for the understanding that you're allowing us to participate. And may we be faithful participants. Oh, God, thank you, sweet God. Thank you. Thank you that we're wonderful. You're pleased with us participating in the work of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you. For the strength that you have given us and every provision that you have provided us with. Oh, may we be faithful and be found faithful. To the work of the kingdom, great God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, glory, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. I give you his shalom. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers. Take time to spend with the Lord. And as you do that, enjoy the time. Enjoy. Hallelujah. And it's nothing like it, nothing like it. Oh, yes, we will go through many things, but he promised, and he's faithful to his promise. He will be with us. He will keep us. He is our mighty fortress. He is a defender of his people. Hallelujah. Stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Almighty God is with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. So until we meet again at the appointed time, pray for me and I'll pray for you. Stay strong. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Stay steadfast,